We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. Old motorboat going under the bridge at Coronado. Very nice setting. Padres on the road today. Petco Park is being turned into a concert venue. The Rolling Stones are here on Sunday night here in the AMR studio. We talk baseball, though. Padres and Dodgers coming up from Chavez Ravine. And, of course, a lot to talk about around the world of baseball. And I use the word world on purpose here. Ben Badler of Baseball America joins us on the Cholula Hotline. He is one of the absolute experts in the field of international baseball these days, one of many things he does. And the big story today, I guess, is that Jorge Ruiz is sort of the next name to know when it comes to Cuban baseball. Ben, appreciate the time. What can you tell us about this 21-year-old pitcher from Cuba?
Yeah, Jorge Ruiz was, to me, he was the best pitcher who was still left in Cuba before he just left this week. It's certainly a thin state of pitching in Cuba right now, so I think that somewhat helped Ruiz stand out, but I think he has the potential to be a mid-rotation starter. He's not a major league arm right now. He's probably ready to go to a high A or maybe a double A affiliate, but this is a 21-year-old who, if he was in the draft, he'd be a college junior getting ready for the draft. This is a guy who's got really good feel for pitching, well beyond his years. He throws a lot of strikes. He's got, average to above average stuff across the board. He's, 89 to 92 miles an hour and touching 94 with his fastball, with a lot of good movement on that pitch too. Helps him get a lot of ground balls. And he's got two swing and miss pitches at times with his changeup, which is his best secondary pitch. And then he's got a slider that, sometimes comes and goes on him, and it's probably his most inconsistent secondary pitch right now. But when that's on, it's another above-average swing-and-miss pitch for him. He's got a splitter as well. And, he throws all his stuff for strikes. He is a guy who, throws any pitch in any count, and like a lot of Cuban players, he'll manipulate his arm slot, too, to give the pitches different looks. So he's a really advanced pitchability guy, but it's not like he's just a crafty guy without good stuff. Is a guy who has good stuff and good feel for pitching. He's not very big. He's 5'10", about 170 pounds. But the stuff is there, and the feel for pitching is extremely advanced for his age.
All right, Ben Badler of Baseball America is with us. He's on Twitter, at Ben Badler, giving us a really nice scouting report there on Jorge Ruiz, the 21-year-old Cuban pitcher who left the island this week. And, hey, I know Padre fans with A.J. Preller at the helm are very aware of the international free agent market these days, and we were certainly following a couple of big names back this past offseason, whether it was Yasmani Tomas or whoever. Are you surprised at all, either pleasantly or unpleasantly, by any of the success or lack of success that some of these big-name international free agents have had so far this year, be it at the big league level or in the minors?
I think the shape of what Tomas has done this year has been surprising. I mean, this is a guy who, when he came out of Cuba, this is a guy, I don't think anybody questioned his power. This is a guy who, if at all, if the bat clicks, has the potential to be a 25 to 30 home run bat. Maybe only a few guys who are still in Cuba who had more raw power than him. But the question marks on him were, is it going to translate? Does he have the pitch recognition to get to that power in games? And, there's a guy who struggled with a lot of strikeouts when he faced good pitching outside of Cuba and even in Cuba. And since he's gotten to the States and played in MLB, it's almost like he's just been the opposite of that. He's been, working the ball to the opposite field, making contact, and the power is, maybe starting to show up a little bit more recently, but he hasn't really looked anything like what we've been expecting. Now, I think that's going to change. If it's early in the season, he hasn't been getting too much playing time, but to me, that's been one of the bigger surprises, the way that he's looked so far.
You can read Ben Badler's stuff at baseballamerica.com, in Baseball America, the publication, and on Twitter, at Ben Badler. Is there a next great frontier of international baseball talent? The next place maybe we should be looking to as we sort of continue to evaluate, guys from outside of the United States?
Yeah, I mean, I think Cuba is going to continue to be the next big source of talent for major league teams. I mean, there's a lot of talent in Japan. that's been there for a long time, but most of their, you know, mostly it's been, you know, limited to a couple of guys who've come over every few years, and it's mostly been pitching. I mean, there's still some good arms over there. Kenta Maeda is a right-handed pitcher who might come over next year. There's some really good young arms in Japan, too, right now with Shea Otani, who's a young right-handed pitcher who can throw 100 miles an hour. He's also a pretty good hitter in Japan. I don't know if he'd actually be much of a position prospect if he came over, but the guy has an outstanding fastball and is a great pitching prospect. And Shintaro Fujinami is another young arm they have in Japan. But, you know, really the biggest source of talent that's continuing to grow at the fastest rate is Cuba, and that's just because there's so many more guys who are continuing to leave the country. I mean, we've got, you know, Jorge Ruiz is out now, a right-handed pitcher, Vladimir Gutierrez, a couple other pitchers, Yadier Alvarez, Yaisel Sierra, a couple of outfielders, Guillermo Heredia, Yusnier Diaz, a second baseman, Andy Ibanez. I mean, there's just so much talent that's coming out of Cuba right now. It's really difficult from talking to teams. It's just difficult for them to even keep up with all the guys who keep leaving and keep getting reports on these guys and keeping it all organized.
That's crazy. Ben Badler's with us from Baseball America on the Cholula Hotline. I remember we had you on last year, and I brought up what is, I think, a very hot topic, not only with the commissioner, the new commissioner, Rob Manfred, but with a lot of fans as well, and that is an international draft. And I'm paraphrasing, and I hope I do so accurately, you threw a wet blanket on the topic, not in a bad way, just sort of in the sense of, hey, this is a far more complicated thing than just saying, we're going to have an international draft. Do we still feel the same, you know, here this next year as some of the changes have happened, both in the political climate with Cuba, with the new commissioner? Is it still a really daunting sort of prospect to you?
It is. I think it's doable. But, yeah, like you said, there's a lot of logistical factors that have to go into implementing a draft in foreign countries that you don't really have to consider when you're, you know, for the most part, just considering, you know, a draft in the United States, which has been done for many years. You have to get sometimes cooperations from different governments. There's countries like Mexico and Japan and Korea that have their own foreign professional leagues, and there's going to be, you know, those leagues and the countries don't necessarily want teams coming in and saying, all right, you're going to be able to just draft whoever you want from our country and come in and do that. And then, you know, Cuba, too, is just a completely different animal and even more different now than it was, you know, even probably 6 months ago before these new reforms were announced with regards to U.S. policy with the Cuban government. Now, the embargo would have to be dropped first before any major changes could happen, but you know, if that happens and the writing is on the wall where it looks like it could be going down that road, that's going to dramatically shape the way that Cuban players are signed. And I certainly don't think that, you know, if there is ever a day where major league teams are allowed to sign players who are still living in Cuba, I certainly don't think that the Cuban government is going to want the, you know, major league baseball teams coming in and just drafting away their best young players. So there's a lot of different complicating factors that go into it. I certainly think that the commissioner's office is looking at the system that's in place right now and seeing, you know, all these, especially Cuban players signing, you know, Yoan Moncada signing for $31.5 million, other players signing for $8, $10 million coming out of Cuba who are subject to these bonus pools, which are designed to really restrain the amount of money that teams are spending. Or you see a team like the Yankees spending, you know, upwards of $17 million in signing bonuses just for players who they're, you know, mostly 16 to, you know, 17-year-old kids out of Latin America, yeah. Not even counting the Cuban market. You have all these teams going well over their bonus pools. I certainly think it's something that MLB is going to want to change. They're going to want to have an international draft to be able to control the spending that these teams are doing, but implementing it is certainly a tricky endeavor to do.
All right, something we'll continue to keep an eye on. One more for Ben Badler of Baseball America. He's on the Cholula Hotline. He's on Twitter at Ben Badler. And we've been talking a lot about international baseball here. But the amateur draft, the June amateur draft, is coming up very shortly. The Padres are without a first-round pick. So I think their first selection is around number 50. That said, from what I've read a little bit, and just your broad stroke take, I guess, that this draft this year may be more about depth than sizzle in the top 10 or something like that. Is that a fair way to sort of assess what we expect from this draft class at this point?
Yeah, I think it's a kind of a kind way to put it. I think a lot of scouts look at it and they say, oh, man, there's some years where it's great to have the number one pick in the draft and you have the opportunity to really change your franchise with a guy like Bryce Harper or Steven Strasburg. You know, we've been putting out, John Manuel's been putting out our mock drafts, and we're trying to figure out who's going to go number one, and there's like 10 different guys who could go there. I mean, we just had Tyler Jay, the left-handed pitcher out of Illinois there right now, but yeah, there's so many different ways that you could shake out the way the draft is going to go. I think there's kind of a consensus top five or so players, but after that, I think teams are going to look to try to be creative with their bonus pools, maybe try to get guys to under-slot deals and try to make up for it with more depth later on and go over with their, with their later round picks, go over those slot values with some of the money they might save on picks in the first round or their other early round picks. Because I think if you line up, if you look at each team's draft board, half of the top handful, top five or so picks, the draft board that each team has is going to look dramatically different, especially compared to previous years where there's a little bit more consensus on the talent.
Very, very interesting. Ben Badler on Twitter, at Ben Badler. You read him at BaseballAmerica.com and in Baseball America, a really international baseball expert, man. Appreciate the time, as always. Thanks for calling in and shedding some light on a couple of interesting situations.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Appreciate it. There you go. Ben Badler on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. Very interesting about this year's amateur draft. The college kids and the high school kids here in the U.S., definitely a different kind of draft this season. We'll take a break when we come back. Kurt Pavakwa is back. It's Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines from the AMR studio at Petco Park.